and to Washington now. One story we followed in 2005 that seems sure to get even bigger in 2006 is that of influence peddling in Congress. One member has already resigned after pleading guilty to charges of corruption. Many more are considered under scrutiny. Washington could be entering another era of investigation and house cleaning like those that arose in earlier decades. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, Happy New Year for everyone there in D.C.
Happy New Year to you, Alex, but maybe not for everyone here in D.C.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I think people might be a little anxious there. And remind us of this key figure who's involved here.
The trigger right now is a guy named Jack Abramoff, a well-connected lobbyist here. And a few years ago, he was just a behind-the-scenes guy raising money and getting close to a number of congressional figures, mostly Republicans, but not exclusively. Most important among them, Tom DeLay, who was one of the top leaders in the House, House Majority Leader. And in the last couple of years, Mr. Abramoff's business and political activities have made him the target of federal investigations, both in D.C. and in Florida, where he is, in fact, awaiting trial on charges starting a week from today, unless he makes a deal with the federal government, which some people expect he will do sometime this week.
And this deal, this would involve him testifying, probably, against figures in Washington and the national government?
Well, he has to give up somebody that would be of significant interest to the task force. And of course, it depends on who you talk to, but it has made for a lot of uncomfortable conversations at some Washington parties over this holiday season.
Well, what are people saying about how big this might get?
If the prosecutors can get Abramoff to give up some elected officials, then he could possibly become a witness against people who are in high elected positions in the government, in Congress, possibly also some unelected people on the Hill who are very important to the elected members, and in the administration. There's already been one indictment of one Abramoff associate who had been working in the Interior Department and in the Office of Management and Budget. And it's just not good to be mentioned in connection with something like this. Even if you don't get indicted, it's not the sort of thing you want to have happen when the overall approval ratings for Congress are down around 30% in the polls and you've got elections in November.
Ron, you've seen these scandals in years past. How does this one compare to some of the earlier scandals?
Well, the last big rush of repentance that we saw here came with the fundraising changes of 2002, which were largely a reaction to the collapse of Enron, which was a big story then and is becoming a big story again now.
Yes.
Enron had been a big friend to a lot of politicians, including the president, and the big corporate contributions that were known as soft money back in the cycles of 96 and 2000 got outlawed. But before that, we had hearings in 1997 into fundraising in the 96 cycle. You remember the overnights in the Lincoln guest bedroom.
Right, yes.
And previous to that, we had House Bank scandal that was a case of many House members routinely writing checks against future payrolls, in essence overdrawing their accounts without paying any penalty or interest. There was no violation of the law in that case, but it looked bad, and it became a symbol of a Congress that liked to make its own rules for its own benefit, and quite a few members either retired or met defeat in 1992 because of that.
Arrogance. Of course, the impression that scandal left on voters contributed to the overthrow of the Democratic majority in 1994.
Yes, even though there had been some Republicans involved, it was seen as a symbol of the general arrogance and privilege on the part of the entrenched majority Democrats of that era.
So maybe the Democrats now are saying, this is our turn. Here's a scandal we can throw at the Republicans.
That's their fondest hope. But they're up against some tough odds. Polls right now show most voters see this influence peddling issue as bipartisan. They're more likely to see outright corruption as a matter of just a few bad apples, could be in either party, not the whole Congress, not the Republican majority necessarily, or of the whole system.
Well, when are we going to see this start to come to fruition? When is Congress coming back? Is it this week?
The Senate is going to return next week for hearings on Samuel Alito's nomination
Yes.
to the Supreme Court. And the House, though, does not officially return until the very end of the month, 31st.
Well, we have time then to look ahead and see what will happen.
Indeed, we do.
Ron Elving, senior Washington editor. You can read his column, Watching Washington, at our website, npr.org. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.